It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Barrett.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. Right now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about an art festival that kicks off today in Monona and the artist who inspired it.
When you walk into the sun-drenched studio of Harry Whitehorse, it's immediately apparent how prolific he was as an artist. On the left is a wall covered in his paintings, natural landscapes featuring bears or his fellow Ho-Chunk members, and on the right is a piece that takes your breath away.
All right, this is Ghost Warrior. The front half of the horse is metal, and he began that part in the early 60s.
That's Deb Whitehorse, Harry's wife, standing next to the 9-foot horse sculpture. The back half of the horse is styrofoam painted white and brown like a pinto.
Sometime in the 80s, he had, I don't know what you'd call it, a vision that the horse needed more.
So Harry added the Ghost Warrior, an invisible rider.
His thought was it's going in and out of the spirit world.
The sculpture was once on display across Wisconsin. Now it lives in this studio, in the Monona home of Harry Whitehorse, who passed away in 2017 at age 90. Deb still lives here. Harry's family acquired the property in the early 1930s.
When they first lived here, they lived in the traditional, you know, chepudiques of the Ho-Chunk, and eventually built a house. And the marsh back there on the other side of 12 and 18, Harry would go out there with his uncle George Seymour and his other uncles, and they would trap back there.
Uncle George taught Harry about a lot more than trapping. He showed his nephew how to carve wood. When Harry got older, he served in the U.S. Navy during World War II. While on leave, many of his fellow sailors would head to the European bars for a good time. Not Harry.
Instead, he would go into the museums and look at the sculpture. And at that point, he said, well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be an artist.
Harry returned to Wisconsin to pursue this dream. He went to the Arthur Colt School of Fine Arts in Madison, while also getting his degree in welding at Madison College to become an auto mechanic. He found ways to meld those worlds together.
And Harry seemed like he was working all the time. He had art going all the time.
Gene Delcourt is an artist and educator in Madison. Harry mentored Gene when he was pursuing his master's at UW-Madison in the 1990s. Around that time, Harry had returned to carving wood sculptures, an art form Gene wanted to pursue. So when Gene showed up at Harry's house for the first time...
The day I arrived, he just said, come on in, let's get started. And we started carving little birds. And I'd spent the whole winter doing that with him.
They eventually began working on large wood sculptures. Harry was commissioned to do works that are still seen throughout the Madison area. He carved pieces like an eagle made from basswood that's now in his studio.
It's a life-size eagle catching a fish.
And the feathers are so, so thin and intricate. It just looks real.
Around the time Harry's wood sculptures got larger, he encouraged Gene to attend wood carving symposiums around the world. This international experience, paired with Harry's passing, gave Gene an idea. Why not start a wood sculpture festival in Monona?
When my wife and I finally said that we must do this, it was a no-brainer for me. It has to be named after Harry because he was so instrumental in me getting into this wood sculpture thing.
The Harry Whitehorse International Wood Sculpture Festival will feature a dozen sculptors from around the world. Gene and his fellow artists will spend the week carving sculptures along Lake Monona.
I hope that this will become part of his legacy. If it's as successful as we hope it is, it'll happen again.
He died about 6 years ago, and it's always been on my mind. I hope everybody remembers him. You know, he has quite a bit of public sculpture here, but not only was an artist, he was a Ho-Chunk person, and you know, he's a Navy veteran. You know, just an amazing individual. Yeah, this just... is a prayer, answer to prayer that we're doing something so people remember him and ask about him and know about him and hopefully inspire other artists and young people just to create every day.
Deb Whitehorse and Gene Delcourt spoke with me about Harry Whitehorse and the International Wood Sculpture Festival named in his honor. It takes place in Monona. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is Wisconsin Today.